Blog Talk Radio.
Tracy.
Hello. Hey, Ernie.
Hello.
Are you there?
I'm here. Finally.
I tell you, these new phone systems are terrible. All right, we better get started. Let me give a little music right here just to get us started. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another Tuesday the Grill Dink sponsored Atomic Dog Show. Want to welcome everybody here tonight. See how things going to go tonight and how long we're going to be around, because I'm going to tell you right now, I like to debate, so I'm a person that hey, I'm not going to jive around tonight if y'all don't keep it going. I like to debate, so I'm going to hang it up, and I'm going to listen to the debate, because I like that stuff, so. But I'm going to give it a shot and see where it goes. If we get a lot of dead air wasted time, I'm giving you a heads up. Man, I'm going to cut it off and I'm going to do what I like to do, because I told y'all I'm getting tired. So hope y'all hear me. But with that said and done, we're going to move on. We got CompuCar Ernie Wynn on here to come give us a tech tip for the night. Bada prayer warrior, come on and do their thing. Then we're going to get on with the show and see where it goes for the night. How you doing out there tonight, Ernie?
Hey, Tracy, man, doing great. Been about 3 weeks since I've been on. Guys, I've missed you. I don't know if y'all missed me or not, but I've had 3 weeks with some of the damnedest telephone service and shows going down. It's been unbelievable. And if you buy a phone system, do not buy your phone system from QVC. Okay, I bought one. Hell, they made it look good. It came in. We put it in. You could talk as long as you kept the string tight between the two cups. But couldn't nobody call in and talk to you? That was terrible. So we're back to the old style. Calling through the shop and my cell phone. Hey, if it worked, we're doing good. Guys, this is Ernie with CompuCar Nitrous Oxide Systems. If we can help you with any of your nitrous equipment, you need parts, pieces, you need any help with your tune-up, you know, give me a call. Don't run around there lost thinking you're going to do something. You know, a conversation is an easy thing, and I can put you right on where you need to be. This last Monday, I kind of prefaced my show, making a complaint that I really wasn't going to, but did, of so-called tuners out there charging money for information that maybe they don't even know ain't right, but they're putting it in people's cars. And then they're charging people, and they're fighting the tune-ups. They're hurting the engines, you know. Sometimes you just need to back up. If you don't know, say, let's call somebody. Because if you're running a 17, 20, 25 jet spread, I don't care what it's on, it's wrong. You got a major tune-up problem. If you can make an eighth mile pass on your motor without the nitrous turned on and the car runs pretty good, you got a problem with your tune-up. See, you got a problem with your tune-up just from that little bit of information right there. If you bought a dyno-tuned motor and you put it in your car, your tune-up is wrong front nitro system. It's great for on the aspirated car, and if you're running a class car that doesn't allow nitrous, hey, it's probably going to be pretty close to the mark. But once you put nitrous on a motor, the whole operating system of the motor changes. You're spraying 950 to 1,000 pounds of pressure down into the intake. And one of the really weird things about physics is if I'm spraying 950 pounds of pressure down, it actually has a vacuum above it. That 950 pounds has got to displace something, so it creates a low pressure behind it, and that low pressure creates more air coming through the carburetor. When more air comes through the carburetor, the jet
I got you.
Trace.
You there? Yeah, hold on. I think Ernie fell off. Hold on. I got to get Ernie back. I think Ernie fell off. Hold on. Y'all, give me one second. We lost Ernie. Hold on. He probably still talking. Hold on. She got to get it. Thank you.
Copy car.
Ernie, you had fell off. I got you.
Okay, all right. Didn't know I fell off. But the best carburetor to buy is a Holley carburetor right out of the box. It's not worked. It's set up on standards. In fact, it's set up on the standards that all the other carburetor manufacturers work from. So unless you're running a really tremendously large motor or some tremendously high RPMs, there's no reason to have one of these dressed carburetors. Save yourself some money. You can spend $950 and get a 1050 or 1150 denominator, put it on your car depending on your cubic inches. If you're running a 440 inch motor, a 1050 will do everything you want it to do. If you're running a 632, an 1150 will do everything you want it to do. Because first thing we got to do is bring the jets down. No power valves whatsoever. Square jetting in the carburetor. Don't stagger jetting. This is a mistake of some tuners. They start staggering jetting in the corners, thinking that they're actually doing something to the motor. And what they're actually doing to the motor is forcing areas rich. Well, I'm taking out fuel from over there. Yeah, when you do that, it's one big plum area. It's going to make it up from somewhere else. So square jet your carburetor, idle screws, screw them in until they bottom out, just bottom out, turn them out 1 1/4 to 1 1/2 turns all the way around. Hey, that's just about a perfect location. Set your floats on your carburetor. And then when you get to your nitrous system, the jets should be about a 3 to 4 jet spread. 5 1/2 pounds of fuel pressure. Those combinations and those numbers right there will get you down the track pretty damn quick. And yes, there are some other things to the tune-up. We've got timing, we got spark plugs, we got gaps, we got all kinds of other things. But you get the drift of what I'm trying to say. You don't have to spend a fortune to get somewhere. Use good standards, solid parts, and MSD ignition, a crank trigger, and I prefer crank trigger on every car. Crank trigger gives you the ability to do a lot of things with your timing that you wouldn't normally be able to. And an MSD 6 ignition is not a racing ignition system. It's a fine street ignition system. But with the compression ratios, the amount of nitrous you're pouring through these things, you're not going to be able to run. That 6 is going to run out of spark. And it's going to run out of spark at the worst part of the time, which is out there about 500 foot. So you're the last 150, 200 foot, you're just kind of making noise going down the track. So just think about these, what I'm talking to you about. And you can't do a part of this tune-up. You can't say, well, Ernie said, do this and go run out there and put it in your car. No, what Ernie says is all these things, and you have to put the whole tune-up in. If you half the tune-up, you're going to half-ass the motor. So get with me. We'll go over your combination. I'll tell you where to put it, how to put it. And if you need equipment, yeah, we sell nitrous. We sell nitrous equipment. We've been in business for 50 years. So we kind of know what we're doing. So we're not one of the new guys on the block, and we're not trying to polish something to make it. Maybe gold will sell better this week. Hey, how about green? You know, if color makes it faster, then there's a problem. It might make it look better, but the basic deal is a good, solid piece that flows the numbers that you're supposed to be getting. You got to get it out of the bottle. You got to get it down the line. You got to get it all the way out. So if we can help you with that combination, you know, or you think you got a problem with yours, let me know. Another thing I want to talk about is quarter turn valves. Dog brought this up on the conversation on Monday night, and it was a very good conversation, very good thing because I tend to overlook it. But quarter turn valves, there are a world of quarter turn valves out there. Stainless steel, yellow brass, cast brass, machined, billet, all this other stuff. And there's a reason why there's a difference in them. If you go to Lowe's or Home Depot and you buy a quarter-turn valve, heck, that's all it says I need, and you put it in your nitrous system. Well, if you look inside that valve, it has some letters, WOG, water, oil, and gas. It has a rating, 300. That means that that valve is rated for 300 PSI. You're operating at nearly 1,000 PSI. Do you really expect that valve to hold up? It doesn't have the right seals in it. It doesn't have the right shaft locks in it. Do you really think it's going to hold up? It's made out of pot cast brass with cast in threads. Do you really think it's going to last? No. It's got the wrong seals in it. It's going to be, the nitrous is going to get into it, cause the seals to swell up and bust. It's going to leak. It's going to fall apart. At best, it's going to fall apart. At worst, it's going to fall apart while you're going down the track and you're going to get hurt. We use a billet steel, mil spec, military specification valve. It is rated WOGP, pneumatics, at 2,000 PSI. Yeah, it's a little heavier because it's rated for 2,000 PSI. So the valves you buy cheap valve, expect to get a cheap valve. A good valve costs money, and it's going to last a long time, and you can rely on it. We run one of our valves on our pumping station. And there are times our pumping station can get hammered with 1,800 PSI. We try not to do that, but sometimes dog forgets to open a valve, and he turns the pump on first. And we don't use an air pump. The pump that we have is a electronic transfer pump. It is driven by a 7-horsepower motor, and it moves 10 pounds of nitrous in 60 seconds. So we abuse a valve more than you'll ever think about it. But that's the valve that we use, and that's the valve that we sell. So if you want quality stuff, expect to pay a little bit more. It doesn't have to be crazy expensive, but it is going to be more expensive. Quality does cost money. So if we can help you, give me a call. This is Ernie with CompuCar Nitrous Oxide Systems at 1-800-648-7687. 1-800-NITROUS. Don't forget, Renegade Fuels and Daytona 1 Performance Petroleum Products. What Renegade Fuels doesn't offer, Daytona 1 Performance Products does. Your rear end dope, your power steering fluids, all your specialty oils, your lubricants, everything else you need is through your Daytona 1 Performance Petroleum Products. Now, you can get those at O'Reilly's. You can get them at all your stores. Carry the stuff. If you see it, don't think of it as, who is that? That's some quality stuff. Give it a try. They make the degreaser. They make rejuvenator for your vinyls. That's just remarkable. So give them a try. You'll like it. Tracy, I'm going to turn it back over to you, and y'all have a good argument tonight.
All right, Ernie, appreciate that. We appreciate that. Okay, anybody got any questions for Ernie before you go? Push the 1 button.
All right. I'm here. Push the 1 button, guys. I have a question tonight.
All right, I'm trying to see. I don't see nobody. I don't see nobody, Ernie. Sit back and listen.
I just feel so unwanted.
Push the 1.
Okay. Well, at least Mr. Tim and Mr. D appreciate me. Y'all have fun tonight.
All right.
We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. All right. We're going to move on to the next part of the show. We get started. This thing kind of tripping here, so I don't know what it's going to do. But we're going to move on. We're going to move on. And I believe I got Brother D and Brother Tim out there and Brother Eric out there. We're always going to let them guys come do what they love to do. So let me see if I got some right here. Let me see. Give me one minute. Just bear with me for a second.
All of my
we're going to go to our help. We're going to go to our help, and our help for tonight is coming from Brother D, Brother Tim, and Brother Eric. How y'all doing out there tonight?
Hello, hello.
I know somebody heard me.
Hello, hello.
Brother Eric, Brother Tim, Brother D, y'all there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Y'all got the flow. Y'all got the flow.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey, hey, brothers, we are always thank God for man for Tracy for this show, man, and how he opened it up with Ernie with the tech talk, man. And we want to urge the Holy Spirit and God in this mess, man. We just thank for this platform, you know, Brother D, Brother Tim, myself. You know, we try to always, you know, take time out and encourage people and pray with you, you know, because we really believe that it's getting short, man. And we don't have the time like we used to. Some of the things, because we're getting up and doing a little exercise and eating right, then we got a long time, man. And I'll tell you now, I just really believe it, Brother Tim. We got more time behind us than we do in front of us. That's why we got to maximize.
Yes, sir. I agree.
You know, yeah. We had a statement earlier that you know, people want to serve God, you know, then they don't want to really live holy, you know. And I just want to present this today that, you know, even in our struggle, God is still able. Even our misunderstanding, God is able. Even when we think we got it all together, God is still able, you know. He wants us to be humble. You know, I've been noticing on these front line and back line, there's no humility. It's all about who's the strongest, who can talk the loudest, and who's done the most, man. And I know it's the nature of the beast, but sometimes, man, to get out of hand, you know, we need to pray for more peace, man. We can have more fun than you know, than we do sometimes. Now, you know, they say you're watering it down, Brother Tim. But it's gonna
yes,
be a
sir.
Time somebody gonna wish they did, man, because it can get out of hand, you know. That's why we try to present
yes.
God. You know, you can talk all you want to, but then, you know, it's time to do some walking now, you know. And I'm gonna get out the way a little bit, but I just wanted to say that, Brother Tim and Brother D, y'all wanna present something. It is what it is.
Well, you know, Brother Eric, I just wanted to say this. You remember when you said that about the humility part, I was just thinking back, and it always, you know, refreshes my memory when Brother Chemo said, I was going to cuss that man out. I was going to give him what he needed. But I had read my word today, and I just forgave him and went on about my business and had a good day. You know, it could have got out of hand. It could have got real nasty. But, you know, that's when you were saying, Brother Ed, that he realized that he had read God's word, and God's word humbled him. And he gave my brother a pass on all that cussing and fussing and fighting. He gave him a pass. So That's what came to my mind. So, Brother Eric, back in your hand, I just wanted to say that you know, sometimes, you know, like you said, we can't be around God's word, and we can't be around God's teaching and preaching and his spirit being all hovering all around us and in us, that we can't not stay the same. We got to change, you know. So I just wanted to say that right quick, because that's what made, when you said that, that's the first thing God put in my heart. Brother Chemo said, I gave my brother a pass because I was going to cuss him out and give him a piece of my mind. But I read God's word, and it's just something I gave him a pass. So that's what we do. God's word will change you, man.
You know, I love that, because I don't know, Brother Dion, you know, I really believe that the prayers of the righteous are better much, you know. I really believe that God answers prayer, man, you know. And if you just want to seek God, don't seek him. You know, some people like to serve God when it's really, really, really bad in their life, you know. Then when they get a little good, they bag away from him, you know. I ask you, know, try to serve God all the time, man. Keep him in your heart and let all this other stuff, it'll walk by. Because I know one thing about it, it's easy to get in trouble. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
It's hard to get out, man. Once you get in there, man, it's hard to get out, man. And Brother Tim, you know, I was listening to what you were saying, and I started thinking about how David had to play an instrument for Saul. Every time Saul gets mad, you know, he go get one of his musicians to play a song. And as he played a song to him, What he do? The spirit leaves him. That evil spirit leaves him.
Calmed him
because
down,
the music calms him down. You know, and we—that's how we are people. We listen to music, or we listen to the word of God, and it moves that evil spirit out of us. You know? And I don't know about you. Sometimes you get so bad, you get a headache. You know what I'm talking about? I don't never want to get that bad anymore. You know, that I can't self control. You know what I'm talking about? Because I know one thing about it, Doc. It's so much going on around here. You know, and I heard earlier that the law is my shepherd. You know, you hear what I'm saying? I heard
yes,
earlier that the law is my shepherd, you know. And we hung on that thing for a while because you can stay there all day, all your life. And then nobody else, I mean, if you ever been anywhere at the church, you can always tell Psalm 23. But when you just think about the words, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want you to get that word. Start thinking about a shepherd. What a shepherd do, man? It guides you.
Yeah.
He guides you along the way. Even when he got a little cane on it with a hook for Tim. When the sheep start going, I don't know what that door is. But when the sheep is getting astray, Tim, he put his hook out there and pull that sheep back over so he can stay with the other sheep. You know what I'm talking about? So I'm telling you.
Gentlemen, somebody got a noise. The mic is open, and it's very rude. Eric, I can't even hear Eric. There you go. Go ahead, brother.
Even when that step is trying to move, trying to teach the people, that's how God does us with the word of God. Trying to put the word of God in and guide our feet. You know, let the word, you know, govern us through this whole world, you know, these trials and tribulations that we go through. And we can understand why he's our shepherd, because he loves us first. You know, he said, my sheep should know my voice. You know what I'm talking about? But we should know the shepherd's voice. You know, when I come in my room, when I come in my house, all the lights can be off. My kids know my voice. You know, somebody won't be a stranger there, you know, to them. They ain't got that. Who is that? You know what I'm talking about? Now, they know the voice, you know. That's just how we are stayed in tune with the Lord. We can hear his voice. I don't know if God ever spoke to you. You ever just been walking to him or doing something at your job, and you hear the voice. You hear somebody say, Tim, you turn around, you know what I'm talking about? And you know from what I know, you might be like Eli. He was asleep, and Samuel kept coming to him, asking, was that you talking? He said no. But he said just stay there and hear what the Lord has to say. That's what we do. I think we move too quick for what God has to do for us. So that's why I know the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. Now, I'm gonna say it one more time. The want ain't what you always think you need. So we want tangible blessings. Yeah, we in that Tim. I don't know what that going on.
Yes.
I don't know what that. We got some noise. I don't know who that is, Tommy Dog.
Wow.
Very disruptive, man. Hey, man, if you ain't talking, man, put your button on your phone. Hello?
Let me see if I can find it. I hear that mic. Let me. 10-4, mute your mic. 10-4, mute your mic. Did it go away? Y'all still hear it?
Looks like when we start talking, it comes back up. Somebody move. We won't hold you long, man. We won't hold you long. We almost do. The mule almost gone.
I'm trying to find it.
Yeah.
What could it be? Let's see.
Wow.
Tell me if it go away.
I don't hear it no more.
I don't hear it either.
Alley Cat. He must be working. It must be Alley Cat working. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, I was talking about how the evil spirit was in Saul and David played for him, and the spirit left because the peace of that song. It soothes his mind. That's why I know Tim can run with me with this. If you get in the Word of God and you start applying that Word to you, you'll know the shepherd a little better. You know, you'll start getting a little closer to the shepherd, you know. See, the shepherd, and Tim said it well, the shepherd, Brother Tim said it well, it's impossible that you get in fellowship with the Lord and remain the same. It's impossible.
Yes.
Either you're going to leave or that spirit going to leave. You hear what I'm talking about? Either you're going to leave away from where the word is at, or that spirit's going to leave out of you. And don't welcome that spirit back once you've been delivered. You know what I'm talking about. What you do, if you got an empty void there, allow the Holy Spirit to help you. Allow the Holy Spirit
right.
to ask for strength while you're going through. That's what we should want for. We should want for what the world got, because that's pretty much it's there. God knows the necessity. Tim, don't you know God know you need to eat?
The Bible says, like a dog returning back to his vomit. We don't want to be like that, Brother Eric.
Yeah.
We don't want to be like that.
And he won't
let that spirit back. Don't let him back.
There you go. It comes back, what, 7 times more greater than the first time?
Worse,
you know,
yes.
That's why we don't want that spirit in there. That's why when it come up, we should resist that evil spirit. Somebody said, what is that evil spirit? Anything calls you to turn from God is an evil spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah, it ain't got to be those spooky stuff you be talking about. I'm telling you, there's some stuff in us like, you know what, they're lying, cheating, whoremongering, backbiting. These are evil spirits, man. And he wants us to loose them spirits. Well, they say, this ain't no church, but you know what? This is probably the only church you ever get. A lot of people probably never pick up their Bible. I know I'm right about it. And then when they do pick it up, are they exercising it? Come on, Doc.
And you know what, Brother Eric? Just like you said, a lot of times we point out the big sin that we think is, but all sin is sin.
Yeah.
You know, we want to say murder or homosexuality. They want to talk about those things. Then they don't forget all about you being a drunken, lying, you're sleeping around. And they don't want to talk about that because that's okay. You know, maybe you lusting after this woman or something like that. You and planned and called her and sent her roses and all that. They ain't said nothing about that, Brother Eric. You know, maybe you've been little small thing. You've been every day. You've been stealing something from work every day. You don't want to talk about that. We want to talk about the big stuff. That's what they're talking about. But heck, we ain't clean, and we need somebody to help clean us up. The blood of Jesus will clean us up, but we don't want to accept it. But hell is real, and heaven is real. Which one will you choose today? You know, brother, that's what I said. Don't go back and God has delivered you, and now you go right back and do the same. It's like a dog returning to his vomit and eat it up. That stuff that made him sick, and he threw it up, and he turned around and go back and eat it right back up again.
Yeah.
Lord, have mercy.
Yeah, I like that, Tim. That's the whole – and in the Bible, we're not – and that's what it says right here. Evidently the Holy Spirit among us right here, because there are some – transferring spirits, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They bounce off each other.
Let
me tell you something. You know what? Know what? One of them, pride.
Yeah.
You know what? Ego. You know what another one is? What we call headache. You know what's a headache? When someone running his mouth so much.
And you know what else? What about this? When you talking about a transferring spirit, didn't God tell you in his word says that you leave your father and mother and cleave to your wife and become one flesh? One flesh. But this, Brother Eric, when you go out and you're messing around with some other woman and then you find out that you and messed around and got this woman pregnant, then you find out you got a problem on your hand. She mean, she nasty, she's vengeful. You can cause all kind of havoc in your life. You know, you don't understand. You inherited that spirit that she got, and they say, you went out with a man. Now he lazy and trifling and all that. You got nothing but a headache. That's why God tells you to do and follow his command is for a reason. It's there to help you and save you from headache and frustration and all kind of stupid stuff that we go through. All this needless pains that we bear is because we don't take it to God in prayer. I just wanted to kind of throw that in there because it was you got me pumped up today, Brother Eric and Brother D and Randy, all y'all. It's been a good day today, and I just I'm on fire with God's word in me, and I just want to let my brothers and sisters know on this show that God is real, heaven is real, and hell is real. Which one you going to choose? Don't wait till the last minute and think you're going to be able to. You can't take a car and go out there and say, okay, I put the motor transmission in, now I'm going to go garage racing. You can't do that. You got to test it. You got to work with it. You got to adjust it. You got to fine tune it. You know, you may have to change the tire. You got to do all that. It's the same thing. You can't just run up and think that you're going to go to hell because you just decided that's what you want to do. No, it don't work like that. So we want to get us, you know, we want to give God his due, and we want to work with him and love on him because he loves on us. And you know, it ain't hard, and God don't mind you having a race car. God don't mind you having a beautiful home. He just don't want the home and the race car to have you. And I keep telling my brother, you can have it, but you just can't. Yeah. Are you supposed to be at church today thanking God for maybe you didn't have a bad accident? You out there armor rolling the tires. Come on, man. You know what to do. Come on. He don't mind you having a car, but give God his time, too. Give God his praise, too. You know, and so that's what we do, man. And it ain't hard. And I tell you what, it's a strong man that knows how to commit himself and his life to God, because it's easy. Okay. It's easy to go out there and just wax the car. So let me get out your way, Eric. You got it.
I don't know, Brother Dion or not, but when you're really seeking God, man, you know. You're trying to seek him while you can, you know. You're trying to seek him while you can. But somebody find out you can get in some situation, you can call on the Lord. But when you do call on, don't leave the Lord when he put you out of it, when he get you out of it, because he's a merciful God now. Now, Tim, you don't have to do it, but I will mind for you to bless the show, you know, and pray for us, man, and so we can get out the way, man, because I really believe that's what we need to do. You hear me? If you don't mind.
Sir. No, I don't mind. And no. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just come before you, Lord, saying thank you, Lord, for this show, this platform. Thank you for allowing and touching Brother Tracy's mind and his heart to allow us to be here. We thank you, Lord, right here, right now. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do. Continue to bless Brother Tracy, give him strength. And, Lord, let each and every one of our brothers and sisters on this phone just receive you and allow you to come into their life and to realize that they can't make it without you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, so many racers are going to be traveling. We ask that you give them traveling mercy. Watch over them, Lord. Protect them from seen and unseen dangers. Father God, there's so many people around in our lives who don't have what we have, Lord. They're sick and they shut in. They may be homeless, Lord. We just ask that you touch them and bless them and let us be mindful to be able to help them and lend a hand, Lord. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just say thank you. We ask that you continue to bless Brother Eric and all of us who are trying to give God's word and just bless us, Lord. We need you in every day of our life. We need you each and every moment. And we just say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
And before you go, before we turn it over to Brother Tom and Dahl, I want to read this here, Brother Tim. May the Lord bless thee and keep thee. May the Lord make his face shine upon thee, be his grace unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And look what he said, like right here. He said, and they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. So I say this here, may God bless you and keep you, is our prayer always. And it's back in your hands, Brother Tracy.
All right. We appreciate that. We appreciate that. I hope everybody got something out of that. And we appreciate what y'all do. So, hey, with that said, man, we're going to get it, y'all. Put this on your heart before y'all get out of here.
Of you. Through every day. Oh, all the way.
Do it, man. You own it. Yes, he will.
We're going to stop it right there. All right. Everybody know he will. Everybody know he will. All right. We're going to move on to the next phase of the show. I don't know. I got a few people saying the show cut off. I still got y'all on the line. I still see a lot of people on here. Somebody pushed the one button. I don't know what's going on with this thing. It's keep giving me some drop down box. But all the mics are open and still on here. If anybody else other than people, Mike, got open on here, push the one button. Let me see if I can see you and let me know that you're still on here because I got to text somebody to say that the show cut off. I don't know who I was on there, but somebody else pushed it that I didn't open your mic. Push the one button and see. Okay, I caught a couple of hands. Let me see what this is. Let me see. Push the one. Let's see who pushed the one. But it looked like, yeah, okay. Well, that's Smooth, you there, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
You can still hear me? Hold on.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. 8030083, you can hear me, right?
Yeah, I got you, Tom.
You still on here? Okay, and 281-5222, 281-5222. You can hear me? Can
yeah,
you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Trey.
Okay. Well, I don't know what's going on. But I don't know if somebody fell off and can't get back on. Or he say the show saying no show, but everybody that's on here right now is still on. So I'm not sure what happened. I'm not sure what happened and why they can't call back. What's going on? But the people that's on here, I don't know if he fell off and couldn't get back on or what. But we're going to move on, man. We're going to move on. We want to thank the brothers for coming in and delivering that message. And we're going to move on to the next part of the show. And first of all, as you know, we always got to do a race recap. And with that said, I just want to thank everybody that came out to the Atomic Dog Shootout and called out to Houston Motorsports Park. I want to appreciate the people for supporting me this year. That was the last race for me this year. I want to thank everybody that came out and supported, and for the ones who supported by sharing the flyer on the internet through the course of the year, hey, I appreciate your help in every way possible. Sometimes I know people have a good intention and try to make it for whatever reason. Sometimes they can't, but through the internet, sharing the flyer, stuff like that, I just want to say I thank you too. I want to thank the people, the racers and the fans who travel from different cities that came down to try to enjoy the show. And I want to say congratulations to all the winners that was there and participated in the show. I want to congratulate you on what you do through the course of the year. And I want to say special thank you to HMP, the staff. They always had a track on point. And I also want to give a shout out to Bin Laden, Lisa, Lil Dave, and Doodoo, and Derek, the people who helped run the classes to make this possible. Throughout the year when I do events, those folks always step up throughout the year. I want to let them know that I appreciate their help along the way and look forward to seeing people in 2020. So once again, hats off to everybody who supported Atomic Dog in 2019. Man, hopefully we can do it big and better in 2020. So I just wanted to let everybody know that, hey, I appreciate it. And a big thank you to all the racers and the fans. Okay. With that said, if there's any upcoming show, you push the mic and I give you a chance to say what you got to say, or if you got something that you want to say about the weekend or about a race that happened or didn't happen, whatever it is, push the one button and let us know. And let us know. Again, for the ones who won the big tie shootout, the big tie shootout went to Joe Badino in that black truck. I tell you what, him and they had a grudge race also with him and Bubba Jenkins, Lil Bill and them. All I can say is this. The black truck run pretty good. Bubba Jenkins and them run pretty good. It was a good race. Both of them made the trip. It was a good race. The black truck just came out on top for the money. That was a grudge race between them two. And he also won the shootout. I also want to take hats off to Chino and the Hillbilly crew. They won a small tie shootout. They were doing their thing and trying to bring action. They were supposed to be getting it on with Lil Bill and Bubba Griffin. But, hey, as you know, once they got ready to go to the water box, they discovered they had an issue and it couldn't happen. They discovered they had a problem and it couldn't happen. So maybe they'll get that race on at another date, you know. And we want to congratulate the guys who won the 580, 70, the 650 class as well. Now, with the street stuff, I want to thank God, Gregory Ferguson, for stepping up and trying to get this race off. Hopefully we can do it big and better in 2020, you know, for whatever reason. We had some little issues, but a lot of cars showed up, and some guys, there was some discrepancies about certain cars racing in a certain class. Hey, based on what the rules were, George Ferguson made all the calls on that race. He was just doing something at an Atomic Dog event that he wanted to do and put up the money in the belt for it. It was 100% up under his call. Atomic Dog had nothing to do with the call, just provided the venue. George Ferguson made every call that was made. Any question that came up about anything, he wasn't at the event, so we had to call him by phone. He talked to a few people that had the issue. Looked up in one case, got up on the guy's car. I put him on live where he could see FaceTime so we can see what he could see on a particular car that made the call on it. So any questions about anything, if George Ferguson not on here, we need to get him on here. Every call was made because it was his deal he was planning on doing in his first time, and I appreciate him stepping up trying to get it off. Hopefully whatever wrinkles we had or whatever issues that people have, that they can get worked out going into 2020 to try to make that race happen and try to grow it with the sport. Yeah. But that being said, if you own here and you got any questions whatsoever or got something you want to bring up, push the one button. I'll give you a chance. I'm not sure what going on with this show, but if you're on here, push the one button and I'll open your mic. And if you're on here and I got your mic already open and you got something you want to say, feel free to go ahead and speak up. If you're on here already and you got something you want to say, speak up. The mic is open for those guys. Okay. I don't see no other hands going up. Again, if you got an upcoming race, Yeah, go ahead.
Charming Dog. This is Alley Cat.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Cat.
I just got a question directed towards you. For 2020, are you going to follow pursuit behind me and HMP, which is Dean Baker, about the belly pans and blankets or diapers? Whenever we do an event, it's going to be mandatory that shootout guys, testing tune guys, index guys have blankets, diapers, or belly pans under their cars. That way it can save us a lot of time. It'll save a lot of oil downs. And plus, it's a safety issue. So I just want to know, was you going to follow pursuit also to try to get everybody on board?
Most definitely. Most definitely we're going to make that a requirement, man, for you guys. As you know, new season going to be coming up, and that's going to be, as far as HMP, Alec Cat and myself, hey, we're going to go by the same guideline and format, man, to try to make things safe as possible and try to, like you say, speed up the events. If we have any all downs, anything that would minimize the cleanup and also for your safety. So make that small investment and get you a belly pan or a diaper coming up. We don't want you to come to the race in 2020 and not be able to race and you didn't know. So we putting it out there. So hopefully you guys take care of that. Hey, Christmas is going to be coming up. Maybe your girlfriend, your wife, or your significant other, whoever, couldn't get you that for Christmas. So put that on your plan, man, for 2020 to have a diaper or a belly pan on your car. It's for your safety and also to help minimize track cleanup so we can probably get this show going a lot smoother and a lot quicker. Appreciate that, Cat.
Yes, sir.
Anything else?
I know we might have some backlash. Talking about people might say that you know what I'm saying, we putting money in our pocket, we this, it ain't got nothing to do with us. This is towards the racers and the fans. The fans pay good money to get in these events, and they deserve to see a good event. And racers spend tons of money, thousands and thousands of dollars on their race cars, so it's nothing wrong with spending another $120, $130 for a blanket, diaper, or belly pan to seal the deal. That's all we ask.
That's right. Okay, anybody else got anything they want to bring up? I don't know if people trying to call in the show saying, I still got people on here in the show saying that they can't get back in. I don't know what happened. We got a lot of people on here, so I don't know if a person fell off and can't get back on or what the issue is, but it's people on here. Lil Bill. Push the one button, Lil Bill. Let me see if I see him. Maybe he got something he want to say. Let me see if I see him. I don't even see Lil Bill. Let me see if I can call him. I don't know if I can call out. When I get on the show, let me see if I'm after him out of the city. Whose phone is that? Hey, who is that with that noise? Who is that? Man, what is the deal? I don't know what's going on. For some reason, I can't even get to my phone to call out. What is this thing? I still see people on here and everybody's mic over them over. I don't see you, Lil Bill. If I might get Lil Bill on, get him on. I can't even get to my mic. What is going on? This thing been kind of tripping for a second. Let me see something.
I'll see if I can try to call him. I'll see if he answers.